Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Freed Podcast here at Maceo.net. Thank you for listening. As always, we start the show with the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse or of the For the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening and please enjoy the show. Thank you for joining us. As always, this is podcast number 5. I have a special guest in here. It is Sunday morning at 10:19 after breakfast here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Please introduce yourself, guest.
Hi, I'm Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. Tell us 5 cool things about yourself.
5 cool things. I can only count to 4.
Okay, well, four is plenty. And that will be a funnier joke later when you find out he writes code.
Let's see. Cool thing. So I've got 4 kids.
Okay.
I built a treehouse.
That's 2.
Okay.
That's cool.
Let's see here.
By hand?
You built a treehouse? Yeah. I mean, you know,
with
it's really not that
nails?
Hard to do.
Yeah.
Sure.
What else?
I'm a member of Tech Shop. You know Tech Shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What is Tech Shop?
Okay, so it's a public access machine shop. There's a bunch of locations, including 3 in the Bay Area. But if you imagine like a health club where you go, you pay monthly, and you go and use equipment, okay. It's like that, only it's like 3D printers and like plasma cutters and water jets and industrial sewing machines.
So it's like a fitness center for geeks.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah, no,
I'd actually rather go there than a fitness.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of like Burning Man people. You can like pull your car in and like weld swords onto it and stuff, you know, that type of thing. I have never done that, but I get a contact cool from
you. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's 3 cool things. We got one more. You got one more?
I'm a martial arts instructor.
That's it. What kind of martial arts?
Aikido.
Aikido. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing Aikido for about 25 years.
Perfect. Okay, so those are the cool things. Now tell us about your life. You said you have 4 children.
Yeah.
Their names and ages.
So Charlie's 10, Alex is 6, and my twins, Becky and Katie, are 3. They're going to turn 4 in like a week.
Okay. And if you hear a bunch of screaming kids in the background, it's okay. Here at EHC, there is always something going on everywhere, and it turns out that they're having daycare in the other room, and everybody is having a blast. So I'm just letting you know that that's happening. I think your kids are part of that, too, at this point, right?
Yeah,
at least one
Alex
of them. Yeah, Alex. Okay. So, Bruce, this is your first time at camp. How did you find out about camp?
Well, my wife found out about it through, I think it was like Charlie's VI teacher probably told us about it.
Right.
So, and she's been up here a couple times, and it was my turn to come on up.
Okay, so this is where the story gets interesting, because your children have come up here several times with their mother, and I have met your children before I met you and your wife.
Yep.
And we've had a great time with them. When they came back from camp and you've never been here, what kind of things would they say?
Charlie was always really into the canoes and the boating, which is where he is right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Perfect.
And the horses and the archery they were talking about, and swimming pool, obviously.
Right,
and,
right.
You know.
You guys stopped into the radio room a couple of times for requests.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, and we have something in common. We've already talked about Rush in one podcast. There's been a lot of Rush talk this weekend. as you are a Rush fan yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to King Crimson.
Next weekend, yeah.
And I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you a bunch of photos.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you can Photoshop yourself into them and put them on your website.
Post other people's YouTube videos and say, I was there. Okay, so now we're at you coming to camp this time with the boys. Mm-hmm. Your first time. How does it translate from hearing about it to you being here? What's your personal experience?
Well, I was immediately struck by how beautiful the place is, all the redwoods and everything. I'm definitely a forest guy, so.
It is a nice backdrop.
And it's, I mean, I guess it's really what I expected. Like, everybody is incredibly nice. Everybody's incredibly helpful. There's obviously a really strong sense of community here. And, you know, I guess I was expecting all that, but you expect it. It's two-dimensional. You get there, and it's three-dimensional.
So. Right. It's a little more than what you... It kind of takes on an emotional aspect well. When you get here, you can hear about all the physicalities of what's happening, but when you're actually here interacting with the families and the people and the staff, it turns into a whole different emotional family kind of feeling. And I'm glad you were able to be a part of that. What happens next year? What's the family plan now? Do we get all of you at some point?
Well, yeah, I mean, the theory is that all six of us will come up.
Yeah.
The girls are a little like... still in destructo mode now.
Gotcha.
So it's like, you know, the Tasmanian devil from the cartoon?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, we've got two of those basically.
Okay. Gotcha. So. And Charlie's, you know, he's a handful as well. He's a busy kid.
Yeah.
So I can imagine you guys lead some busy lives.
Yeah. We drink a lot of coffee.
Well, thank you for joining us on this podcast. Is there anything you want to tell the world while you're here? Or are you all good? You got any tidbit for us or any kind of a climax for this show here? Something
I wasn't told it that I needed to prepare.
Okay. So yeah, that's right. I was just trying to put you on the spot. But thank you for sharing and being here with us. This is the kind of thing we want to do is share how we feel. Newcomers coming here talking about EHC and how wonderful it is. It was a pleasure having you here, Bruce, and thanks for coming. We hope to have you here again sometime, okay?
Great, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. You can listen to everything EHC at maceo.net for free, maceo.net. Thank you for listening, everybody. Please stay tuned because more podcasting is happening all the time. This is number 5, and we shall talk to you soon. EHC, Bruce?
Thank you.
Is the place to be. Thank you.